Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are in our Read Through the Bible series where we want to give you a jump start this week on your Bible reading by providing some context to the different books that you might be reading through throughout the year. And we are to the book of Jonah, one of the favorite books of all time in the Bible. Jonah reveals God's sovereign compassion towards both rebellious prophets and repentant pagans. And this exposes the narrowness of human mercy in comparison to God's boundless grace. This book challenges God's people to rejoice in His mercy rather than resent it when He shows mercy to other people. So here are the major characters. You obviously have Jonah. He's the reluctant prophet whose disobedience and self-righteousness become central lessons alongside Nineveh's repentance. The other major character in the story is obviously Yahweh, the Lord. He's the sovereign God who governs creation. He disciplines His servant, and He extends mercy to undeserving sinners. Which brings us to the Ninevites. They were notoriously wicked, but they respond to God's warning with genuine repentance. You have the king of Nineveh who leads in the nation's remarkable repentance through fasting. And then at the beginning of the book, you have this curious group of sailors. They are pagan sailors who come to fear, and they come to worship the Lord after witnessing His power. So what type of book is this? Well, this is prophetic narrative. Unlike most prophetic books, Jonah is primarily a biography. It's a story about the prophet rather than a collection of his sermons. So we want to read it as historical narrative with a powerful theological lesson about God's mercy and His missionary heart. So as you read through this short book, pay as much attention to Jonah's heart as you do to Nineveh's repentance. The prophet's attitude is one of the book's primary lessons. And notice how every part of creation obeys God, except for God's prophet, which highlights both God's sovereignty and human rebellion. The unifying verse actually comes at the very end of this book. It says, "And should not I pity Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle." Enjoy reading through this book.